This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. Focusing on the Talkers charts, Talkers magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is. Later on in the hour, we're going to talk to a lady who has produced radio programs for some of the biggest names in talk radio. I'm betting we're going to get a little juice out of that. But in the meantime, some juice from the top 10 stories this week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. At number 10, sports talk radio, the usual, Major League Baseball, football. Anybody watching any football games, preseason games?
I'll be watching this weekend's games because this is when they start playing their starters, at least the whole first half and into the third quarter. Yeah. And you start to get a really good look of what your team's going to look like.
Yeah. What's your team going to look like?
What is your team,
as,
by the way?
As a Redskins fan.
Oh, Redskins.
Redskins! Damn name. What are you doing?
I'm a racist.
You support them?
Obviously, I'm a racist. As a Redskins fan, I learned not to jump too early. So we just got to watch and hope.
How are the Nationals doing baseball?
The Nationals are doing well. They're in the league in their division, but they stumble a little bit here. But they're 8 games in front of anybody else, the Mets and the Marlins. So they're doing well.
They're behind the Red Sox, though.
It doesn't really matter.
No. Victoria.
Says the guy who doesn't even care about sports or baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
I like to give Richie a little jazz here and there.
Yes.
All right, so Victoria, you're from New York City. The baseball, football, there are 2 baseball teams, 2 football teams. And do you care any? I've never asked you whether you cared about any of this stuff or not.
I do not have any patience for watching baseball on TV, so that's definitely out. But I do like watching football. I tend to like college football a little more than pro football. I feel like it's more happens.
Yeah.
You know, pro football is a game that's made for TV, so it's made for commercial breaks and things. So I like more action.
Time for a commercial now.
College football is fast-paced. It definitely is.
Number 9 on the countdown this week is the focus on Ryan Lochte. And whether he ought to go back to Brazil. If he's foolish, he'll go back. If he isn't, somebody's got to tell him, no, you don't go back.
I can't imagine a lawyer letting him go back to Brazil. No. I mean, that's crazy.
You know what? You did something dumb. You apologized. What is Brazil trying to get out of this now?
Right.
What do they want?
Money.
Right. Well, yeah, that's obvious because of the $11,000 ransom they charged the other guy.
In quotes, donation.
$11,000 is going to save the country.
Exactly.
These guys. Yeah.
Well, they know Lochte has more money, so they'll try to get more out of him. But I'd be worried if I were Ryan Lochte's family. I mean, or even Ryan, I'd be worried I wouldn't get out of Brazil.
I wouldn't go. He's not going to go.
You'd be a fool. Yeah, he's not going there.
All right, so let's see. Number 8 is the web hack of Leslie Jones' website.
Amazing.
And all of the pictures and otherwise. As I said earlier, there are all kinds of these scenarios. Jennifer Lawrence and Scarlett Johansson, Mila Kunis, Christina Aguilera, Kate Upton have all been hacked by the same guy, Christopher Cheney, who's now in the slammer for 10 years. It would seem to me they could make better use of him and what he knows than sending him to jail.
Yeah. Have him track down this guy.
He's going to go to work for Edward Snowden soon, I'm sure of it.
Are you in jail?
Yeah. I'm sure he'll get computer time in the library, in the prison library.
All right, let's see here. The Italian earthquake. That's something. I mean, what do you, under the circumstances, it's sad. The aftershocks continue. A lot of people are rattled. The rescuers are trying to find as many people as they can. It's one of those stories. There's nothing that you can say or do that changes the situation. It's just one of those gawkers. You know, you look at it and you think, my God, look at those old buildings and how they've collapsed. And then you learn a little history about Italy and the Roman Empire, and these buildings, some of them go way, 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 way back. Other than that, what do you say?
Send some positive vibes.
Be thankful that you're not there. That's what you're,
right.
You're not a part of this. Yeah, it's not happening in your neighborhood. All right, Middle Eastern conflict, the Russians and the Syrians and the Iranians and the planes, and what a mess. No leadership. The only thing I saw this week was the Turks getting tough with the Daesh guys that are in Syria, sending over. It was good for business for U.S. Tank makers, because all those U.S.-made tanks going over there, get a few of them blown up so they can buy some more. That's good business, right?
There you go.
I'm being a little
put them on the front line.
No, yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
That's what it is. That's what it's all about. Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. Okay, Louisiana in the aftermath of the flood. They're number five. I think, Richie, we've been pretty dramatic. There have been a lot of things that you see, including bodies and caskets and stuff floating around. There's a lot of gross stuff and things. Everything gets so filthy. Everything is so dirty.
The neat thing, the neat story to come out of the Louisiana catastrophe is all the people that are helping with the animals down there.
Yeah.
I saw two stories. I just heard where locally here in Washington, D.C., people went down and rescued 80 dogs. And then on Facebook and in the radio trade magazines the other day, Doug, or websites, our friend Warren Eckstein is donating from his fund to help save dogs and move dogs and get them out of there. So, yeah, with every disaster, you see some good stories and some people that are doing good things. And that's kind of the upside that comes out of these stories.
Yep, you're right. More stories. As a matter of fact, we have, I think they're... Everybody wants to get to politics. I don't know what's new there. A couple of interesting things. We'll get to it.
Everybody's a bigot. That's what's new there.
There we go. Yep, let's hear it for bigots. It's 13 past the hour.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, 16 after the hour, overviewing here the Good Day Gang with the charts and the information. The News Talk Radio world every week benefits from this list that comes out, so it becomes part of the countdown show every weekend. Some of the things that are thought by the folks on my staff on the Good Day program, the issues from number 10 to number 1, then we'll go through the people list as well. And then later in the hour, we're going to meet a lady whose job has been over 26, 27 years to be the producer for some very big talk radio programs. I'm betting there's a little bit of dirt there, Richie. A little juice.
We like dirt.
Yep. Okay, so, you talk about several of these stories this week are wrapped around what's going on in the Middle East. I don't see anything new here. It's just the usual skirmishes or, blow up. It's all about war. So let's move into the top two. Number two is the focus on the Clinton family, the foundation, the questions that surround whether she was trading favors for money that went into the foundation. I'm not sure that I think this is anything other than a smokescreen, frankly. There are so many other things you can think of that make it plausible to not want to vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't see this as one of them. This is one of those things that gets blown out
really?
Of proportion. Yeah, I don't see it.
Really? You don't see trading favors with foreign
They all
donors?
Do it, Richie. That's politics.
Yeah.
People are paid off. Every one of these congressmen
they
and senators.
They all should go then.
Well, they should all go, okay, I'm happy to support you there. But in the meantime, how is this any different than any other crooked
politician?
What happens
when she's in the White House
what
and
do you,
doing
when,
the
look
same
at
thing?
What has why do you think Obama made some of the decisions he made or Bush made decisions that he made? I can
Reagan
you,
did it, too. I mean,
they
everyone
all
does
do
it.
They
I
all
don't
do
care
it.
Who did it. Well, this whole excuse of such and such did it.
I'm not saying it's right, but I think there are other issues that are more important. That's my point of view. Point of view, that's fine.
You know how annoyed I am at just the thought of Trump, but this is what validates him. Stuff like this is what validates.
And well, until he starts doing it.
Well, but he doesn't, and he's the one who's against it right now. So this is the reason that I
that's why
hold my nose
a lot of hay
and vote
it.
For Trump.
Yeah. Right.
Because of stuff like this. And people telling me, such and such did it, Reagan did it. I don't care.
I'm not saying there's no excuse for it. It just isn't, in my mind, the most important thing in terms of how you... The thing that is troubling me greatly at the moment, more than it ever has before, is the amount of negative material these people are using against each other. In the meantime, you really don't know what they think about most of the issues. Clinton says this about Trump. Trump says this about Clinton.
That's not going to change. Been that way forever.
But it's just sick. It really is.
It's annoying. Yeah.
One of the things that, as far as the presidential side of the Trump side of the presidential race, interesting is how he's beginning to flip a little on the immigration issue, which for me, in terms of specific issues, is the number one thing. There's a tone that's set by these people in their campaigns, and the change thing has been the big reason for me wanting to have Trump, sort of straighten out and fly right. He seems to be watching the polls, and the polls seem to not be consistent. So one day he says, we got to put up the wall. The next day it's maybe we'll modify our stance somewhat. And
add that to if you're an African-American in this country, Hillary Clinton is not doing you any favors. What have you got to lose for voting for me? Mm-hmm. And somebody's definitely gotten to him about his message to minorities.
Yeah, well, but he's speaking not to minorities when he says those. He's speaking to white groups, which is kind of silly. If you're going to tell,
but he's kind of right. I mean, how have they gained in the past 8 years? They haven't.
That's the story. The past 8 years, the past 20. This whole business about blacks and Hispanics doing better with a Democratic administration versus the people who are rich do better with the Republican administration, that's nonsense. There are plenty of rich Democrats, and there are plenty of Republicans who are black. So to throw all of these things against the wall and say, this is the way it is, when it really isn't the way that it is, but people, they see the headline in the newspaper, or they watch some quick story on television, or they hear the discussion on a talk radio program from a biased point of view, because let's face it, on most of the issue-oriented talk radio programs that are political, they're more right than left, but even if you're listening to the left, it's usually the left throwing barbs at the right, and there's no constructive conversation going on. It's just, okay, this is like a food fight. And we all lose, I think, under that circumstance. So, all right. We have a list of the people making the News Talk radio circuit in a matter of moments. 21 after...
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Three and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, focusing on the News Talk issues and the people being discussed this week on News Talk radio stations as part of our overview at the end of the week that's used on the Talkers Countdown show. Our opinions, the list of people, are pretty corresponding to the stories. So Ryan Lochte is on this list, along with Hope Solo at number 10. Is a tie. So Hope Solo is a member of which team, Victoria? I always forget the team that she's
the soccer team. Team USA soccer team, yeah.
Right, okay.
I don't really know what, Rich, do you know what exactly happened here?
She got arrested, didn't she?
Yeah, she's a little crazy. Yeah, she's got in trouble, had a couple skirmishes with the law.
So this
but,
week,
but she got she got kicked off the team because she called the Swedish team a bunch of cowards.
Yeah.
But was this during the Olympics that she said that,
yeah,
or was it after?
No, I think it was during the Olympics.
Oh, huh. So this is sort of old news in a manner of speaking. But she's quite the character, I think, from what I've read about her and seen.
Yeah.
She seems to be. Anyway. Okay. So let's see here. Next, or other people that are on this list, Vladimir Putin this week. The Russian planes that were using the Iranian airspace and bases to fly and bomb Syria, among other things. But there are some other things that I think, well, I mean, it's usually with him, you have to look around and see. I wonder if this guy ever sleeps. I even wonder about some of these leaders, like whether the president ever sleeps, whether Putin ever sleeps. I'd love to know what his astrological chart is. By the way, Mercury goes retrograde next week, Richie, so you make your plans.
Oh, boy.
Get everything done between now and Tuesday.
Don't buy any electronics.
No.
Because everything will go haywire.
But try to fix the ones you have.
Don't own any electronics.
Yeah. What do you mean? The studio is full of electronics.
Yeah, I know.
What are you talking about? All right. So anyway, let's see. Who else? Stephen K. Bannon, the guy who came to Trump. What? Didn't somebody else leave? The guy who got all the money?
Yeah, Paul Manafort.
Manafort, that's right. Yeah. Wasn't he asked to leave this week?
He was, yes.
Yeah.
He wasn't asked to leave. He resigned. He basically got a demotion last week when Bannon came in,
yeah,
and then he resigned because he was basically a consultant for some high-end Russian politicians,
right,
and was connected and so and made a lot of money from those guys. Yeah.
Got millions from them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So that's business down on the farm. If you get caught, then you're a bum. If you don't get caught, you're a hero.
Well, I mean, Dick Morris has made a living off of consulting South American and Middle Eastern and European politicians and elections.
Yeah.
And all these guys do it. They all work in foreign countries advising them. It just so happens that right now this is not what Donald Trump needs on the headlines. So
there was a movie this year with Billy Bob Thornton and Sandra Bullock. It was about a political race down in some South American country.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. It has a strange name for the movie.
Yeah, no, I remember.
But it told the story of these sorts of things.
But they all do it. Yeah. All do it.
Yesterday, or I don't know, at some point this week, we were talking about the Russians and the hacking into, I think it was a bank, wasn't it, Victoria? What was this? The Russians got into something. Well, anyway.
Well, they apparently hacked the New York Times, or they tried to.
Right, it was the New York Times.
Yeah.
So a lady named Eleanor White, who listens to the program in Ontario, Canada, said, Doug, how do you know as a fact that all the recent hacking is Russian? There's such a thing as spoofing IP addresses. What does that mean? I don't know what spoofing
is. Making it look like it came from one area when it actually came from another.
Really? So it could be that somebody very clever is making it look like the Russians are doing it, when in fact it's not the Russians. You know what? My money's still on the Russians.
Me too.
Yeah, I think so too.
Good bet.
Yeah, right.
If I were to bet the farm, I'm going with the Russians.
I'm betting on that. They get into Hillary's. It'd be interesting to see if, with all of this stuff, the focus on the Clinton Family Foundation, if the Russians get in there and hack it and really spread this stuff around, like to Julian Assange at all. 28 past the hour.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden and a lady named Bernadette Duncan, who joins us. She's been a talk radio producer for decades. How's that? That's pretty. That's more tactful, Bernadette, than saying how many years. Actually, if I say decades, doesn't that sound better than all those years?
No.
Oh,
no. As a woman, no.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, then I'll take it all back. 26 years she's been doing talk radio producing. So she got a book that she's written called Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers. Well, let's see here. I don't fit into any of those categories, so there's nothing about me in this book. The vivid recounts of your adventures with all these big-time talk radio programs and hosts or characters. So we want a little bit of juice, a little bit of dirt. The book is about that. But I think first you explain what you did or what any people who are labeled as talk radio producers, what does that mean? What do you do?
Thank you first for having me on your show, Doug. This has been so much fun to know that I was going to be here. Producers are the most underrated, underpaid, underappreciated job in the media, and you know that. And we're the kind of people who are addicted to those tales that hijack the headlines. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the gossip pages, all those crazy scandals, White House meltdowns, all the hot political guests. And then I would say key is knowing our host right down to the meaning of a twitch.
The meaning of a twitch. So,
yeah,
let's get a list of the people that you worked for, and let's talk about their twitches.
This is actually a fun game, Bernadette, because I can do this with Doug. If Doug twitches, I know what made him twitch. I know this guy so well, and I know, because you're exactly right, I know how to make him tick, and I know what makes him tick. And that's what you have to do as a producer, right?
That is correct, and you are lucky, Doug. You better appreciate him.
Well, I don't help him out anymore.
Are you kidding? You know, what he's saying to you in code is he knows how to push my buttons. That's exactly.
That too.
Oh, yeah.
Good, and you get a little riled up. That's great for mornings.
Once in a while, it is. Yeah, okay. Well, it is. It's good for any time of the day. I believe in variety in conversation. But I asked you, let's roll back a little bit to the people that you work with. Give us a list of some of the folks that you've had to coddle over the years.
Working backwards, I was most recently working with Lou Dobbs' radio show, and before that it was Tom Snyder, Gil Gross. I was over at the NBC Radio Networks, and where I had opportunity to fill in with Sally Jesse Raphael while working on the Neil Myers show. And then also during that period, I worked as a part-time producer for Larry King's radio show when he came to New York, which he did regularly back in the 90s.
So of all the people you had to work with, who'd you like the most?
Who did I like the most? I actually had respect for all of them. What you guys do for a living, how could I not respect that? It's amazing. But each had their own different reasons to like. You know, and I had such amazing growth spurts in all those experiences, as with Larry King. And if you could imagine now, I'm 25 years old working with a guy like Larry King, and I'm in this business, and I'm being asked, because I'm the only producer on the hallway at midnight at NBC Radio Networks, and they asked me to fill in on the show, and what, I'm going to say no? And I had such growth as in the night when he had on a guest, and he's known for not reading the books, but he had on a guest with a subject that he wouldn't know about, but I happened to have worked at 17 Magazine as a younger intern person, and it was a guest whose name I don't even remember, but the topic was childhood sexual abuse. Mm. And as Rich just alluded, I knew that this guy was so uncomfortable because he didn't know what to ask her. And now the backstory is that I'm new, and my boss had warned me, whatever you do not speak to him unless you're spoken to. Do not speak into his earpiece. And that's the voice I heard in my head while I'm thinking, this poor man, he is in pain. He's twitching, Rich. He was twitching. So I leaned in. I spoke into his earpiece. And then he turns, and as I'm saying the words, how do you tell someone you're dating that you were abused? At what point do you tell someone that? Those words, a microsection, second later, are coming out of his mouth and going across 400 stations around the country. And me, a new producer, 25 years old, and I thought, oh, wow. I like this job. And
that's
that was a
cool.
big turning point for me.
Yeah.
So I have to say, you know, I got lucky. I've worked with a lot of amazing talent.
Bernadette Duncan is the author of Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with the Talk Radio People. You have a chapter on Rush Limbaugh in here. And I wonder if you would share some of the juice, because you don't have to tell everybody everything, because then they won't go buy the book.
Well, I had an interesting opportunity to see Rush over, I guess, what has been about 25 years. I was a freelance a writer for the New York Daily News, and this was at a time when Rush had just started in the business, and he was making it big in liberal New York City. His numbers were amazing. And my editor, Fran Wood, said, you know what? I think it's time to go over and meet him, find out what you can find out about him. And this was what I called Rush Limbaugh 1.0. He was a boy's face, animated, funny guy with a good heart, you know, or he presented that way.
No, I'd agree with that. I knew him at that era. He was all of that. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then what happens is, you know, again, as a producer, I was in situations where I bump into him at a convention or over the years. And my next time, Rush Limbaugh 2.0, and this is when he had had the TV show, he had written books, And you begin to see he had lost 100 pounds. I met him when he was 320 pounds, and now he's 5'11", 220 pounds. And you begin to see that along with that weight loss, there was this kind of weathering that was going on. And then fast forward, Rush Limbaugh 3.0, and now he'd been divorced numbers of times, and he had himself been the subject of scandals and headline news. And then, of course, he had some amazingly sad incidences with producers on his staff, you know, one who passed away. Yeah. This was his right-hand guy. And that speaks to the heart of the man, but you could see he was weathered, and now he has a bodyguard, and his home is surrounded by like a wall, a compound.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an amazing witnessing experience to see Rush as he evolved.
Yeah, right. He was a fascinating. He still is a fascinating guy, and he has what it takes. That's what's important. Conversation with Bernadette Duncan continues. The book is called Yappy Days, appropriately focused and featured here on our work, our end work on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, because this is all about the experience that she had. As you hear, the
I want to ask her who the craziest host she ever worked, because they're all crazy.
Yeah,
they're all a little crazy, so I want to find out who the craziest is.
With the exception of yours truly, of course.
No, I mean, you're a little crazy. We're all a little crazy. Happy to be in this business.
43 past the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the hot hits in talk radio this week. The big stories, the top topics, if you will, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Sports Talk Radio is at number 10 with a focus on baseball and football. The waning action in baseball and the... I think the expectations in football are getting people all excited. Ryan Lochte scandal at number 9. The website hack aimed at Leslie Jones, number 8. The Italian earthquake, number 7. Middle Eastern conflicts galore. The same stuff occupies a couple of slots on the countdown list. The Louisiana situation and what's being done in the aftermath of that horrible flood. Let's see, number 3, the Iranians and U.S. sort of tangle a little out in the high seas. Clinton Foundation, number 2, and the presidential race, an overall recap of the presidential race for the week. That's it. That's the story from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
My home county has a thick notebook called The General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear. GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology.
Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662, or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
45 past the hour. Here's an insight into how talk radio works. There are some people that are quicker on the draw than others when it comes to getting to things that need to be curtailed.
Those tiny buttons.
Yeah, look at all those. The orange ones, the green ones.
So pretty.
Bernadette Duncan, you've seen a lot of those colored knobs and dials and buttons, because I'm sure you've had to sit in that seat and actually control what went on the air as a producer for some of these big timers, right?
That is correct. The job of a producer can also incorporate being an engineer. That's the technical side. You can have a headset on. You could be operating the board with your left hand and picking up phones, screening calls with your right hand. It's like every body part possible.
Is that the cover of the book Yappy Days, about which we are speaking, has that picture, basically. If you've ever envisioned what it looks like, you can take the cover. And you get this. I'm not trying to be too inside here, but yet this is these discussions that we have about News Talk Radio and what the Talkers Countdown is all about. They are, by their design, inside. And so this book is designed for those of you who are followers of fashion here to get the inside scoop from somebody who's been there for decades or 26 years, whichever you prefer. All right.
So, let's get some dirt.
Let's get the. Do we have dirt on hosts or dirt on guests?
And you know what? Isn't really dirt, because when I say people are crazy, you have to have a little bit of a crazy personality to be in this business.
Yeah.
So it's crazy in a good way. But in your experience, Bernadette, who was just like where this guy had this weird thing about his personality, where he went on the air and you told us about Larry King, don't talk in his ear or whatever. Who was the craziest that you worked with?
Rich, I love the fact that you also said that they're all crazy.
They are
all crazy. I mean,
absolutely.
Look at the ego.
Yep.
And Doug, stay out of this conversation. But the probably the craziest experience I ever had was the first day I went on an interview, the first day I met Lou Dobbs for what would become my last big talk show. I was interviewing for a position as executive producer. I go over to CNN. And because we were going to create a radio show, and I was on a job interview. I'm sitting down inside his office on his orange tweed couch, and his back is to me from the start. And I'm sitting there for 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? And then I realize, oh, wait a second, maybe this is part of the interview. So I'm almost in a meditative state by this time, not the first couple of minutes, and at which point, and he's reading his computer, whatever what that was about, and at this point he spins around, looks me in the eye, and says, I hope I can say this on the air, I'm a bastard, and what do you think of that? And without pause, I respond,
I've heard. Yeah.
And you won't be the first.
Mm-hmm. And what was his reaction to that?
I got hired 20 minutes later.
They're all crazy.
Would you say something like that during a job interview?
Right.
Yeah. But
the credit to you is you have to learn how to be able to deal with people like that, and that's what a producer does.
Yep.
Is they realize it's just a click and whatever. Let's have fun.
Yep. So the book is fun. Bernadette Duncan, is the author of Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes in News Talk Radio. It's a great read. A lot of inside dirt. Stories about people that you think you know something about. You'll know more about them after you read the book.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Talk radio coast to coast. 53 past the hour now. Tech Talk time. Our job at the moment is to go through the top five technology items this week in the spirit of the countdown from number five to number one. So as usual, I will play the big important role of the big voice announcer and the lesser role of actually telling you what the stories are.
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
All right, so let's get going here at number five.
Well, big Netflix news this week. Netflix is coming to hotels everywhere. So if you are staying at a Marriott or a Hilton or a La Quinta, they've already rolled out a test program. And NCO, which is the company that runs all the entertainment systems for a whole lot of hotel chains, they now just acquired the rights to show Netflix in hotels in all countries where Netflix is available. Now, obviously, that doesn't include North Korea because they have their own Netflix that we talked about last week. But this is going to be great for, it'll offer Hulu and other streaming services as well. And this is great for people who need Wi-Fi in hotels because now people will be watching Netflix on the TV and not sucking up the hotel's Wi-Fi.
There you go. Number four.
At the end of the summer, there seems to be a trend now, people wanting to purge their stuff, and instead of spring cleaning, it's end of summer cleaning. And so there are some really helpful new apps out there that let you host a virtual garage sale or help you get rid of things that you don't really know what to do with. And your old books is a category. People really don't know what to do with them, and if you throw them out, they just end up in a landfill, so don't do that. But there is a new app called Book Scouter, and if you've purchased anything from a textbook, book from school, or just regular hard copies of books that you've read, beach reads, you can log on to the Book Scouter app, and it searches 30 websites that help you buy back books so that it can help you get the best price. And then people like Amazon come in, and then they will buy up the books, and then you can resell them and then make some money. So off your junk.
Books this week online. One of them was a couple of pet books and then a book about John Wayne. They were all used.
Which is very green and environmentally friendly, so it's definitely the way to go.
Right. number three on the countdown of the hot items from technology this week.
So virtual garage sales are a new really good big thing. And, Doug, you had asked if Craigslist has an app. They do not. So they've obviously missed out on this. But there's an app called Let Go, and there's another app called Wallapop. And they both let you set up a virtual garage sale, anything that you want to sell. Weird stuff that maybe one specific person's looking for. You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure, that kind of a thing. So you can sell everything on the Let Go and Wallapop apps. Wallapop has become so popular, they now have 13 million users.
Wow.
just to sell your stuff within your geographic area. So it's
very
great.
Cool. Number two, pay attention to this, folks.
Yeah, this was my favorite story of the week for technology. This is a really important site. It's the Environmental Working Group. It's EWG.org. They have a brand new app called the Healthy Living app. And this you can take with you to a store. You can scan all of the beauty products and household cleaning products, and it will let you know the level of toxicity in different categories, the risk of cancer, the risk of reproductive issues, environmental issues. They have a database of 80,000 products now and 2,500 household products. And you'd be really surprised how much time you can spend on this app and on this website finding out just how not clean your cleaning products really are. So this is my favorite site, EWG.org, and you can download their free app, the Healthy Living app.
What did we ever do before all of this stuff? How did we survive?
You know, I mean, it's before someone started keeping these companies in check and keeping all these toxins in check.
For these people that didn't exist.
Well, maybe there's a big reason why there's such huge cancer rates, because no one has known any of this stuff.
A lot of it has to do with this. You're right about that. Okay. And now we get to number one.
This was the big social media story of the week as far as tech goes, and it involves Instagram. Researchers at the University of Vermont and Harvard University got together, and they studied 43,000 Instagram photos from 166 volunteers. And it turns out the filter that you use on your photos can actually predict, with 70% accuracy, can predict your level of depression. And there have been some other studies that have tied over social media use, a lot of social media use has been tied to depression. And when you see things like the kid who climbed Trump Tower a couple weeks ago, you know, he had a very strong online presence and became obsessed with social media and Instagram and things like that. And obviously, you know, there's some issues there with him too. So now they're saying if you use Valencia, which is a bright saturated filter, that's happy users, and Inkwell is a moody black and white filter, and that corresponds most to depression.
Top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.